had a tough matchup last night with the Goodland Cowgirls. They were ahead for most of the night, and then Goodland went on a big tear in the fourth quarter, ended up knocking off Scott City. Lady Beavers close out the regular season at 10-10. We got two of the players joining us here as we go to the post here for both of them here tonight. We'll start off with sophomore Kaylee Felker. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing all right. Can you believe we're done with the regular season?
No, I can't believe it. I feel like it went by really fast.
It did. I guess it means you were having fun, huh?
Yeah.
All right. But you've been in a big role position throughout the year, coming off the bench and playing quite a few minutes off there. How do you feel like that you've done this year?
I feel like I've definitely like improved from the beginning of the year. I've gotten better, and I think I'm doing good.
All right. And what do you feel like that is what you've done to put yourself in position to add some more minutes?
Definitely being able to play with the older girls, getting like minutes in during practice, and being able to pass the ball and read them better.
With some of the foul trouble last night, you had to play some different positions. What was that like?
It was scary. I don't normally play guard, but I went in for Kendall, and I was like, what am I doing? But I play guard a little bit in JV, so okay. I was pretty confident.
Well, that has to help out a lot as well. And you even got a basket last night. And,
yes.
It was at a big moment as well, but you know, get ready for Substate. Can you believe, you think about this, you guys are probably going to be on the road here. What's something you'd like to do to kind of improve?
Just like making sure we get up like in the beginning of the game and we're ready to go and we go get out fired up and ready to score some baskets.
I think we score a lot of baskets though, right?
Yeah.
More than some. I
More
like
than
that.
Some.
There you go. But no, as you look ahead here, what's this? You've played a lot of JV as well. And do you kind of like playing the JV to kind of get you warmed up for varsity?
I like it. Especially like since we're doing one and then break and then like I play the third quarter, it gives me time to like not be super tired, but I'm still like warm.
Well, then you can get up big on teams early, and then you know the second half of it ends up being a little closer there in the third quarter. You can go back and push it ahead, but you know the other players that are playing the JV in the second and fourth quarters when you don't play, they've really done a good job of improving throughout the year.
Yes, they have. I'm really proud of them.
All right. Once again, it is sophomore Kaylee Felker joining us here. Thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up Substate next week.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Kaylee Felker is now we are joined with junior Megan Trouts, and she's been back on a tear here in the last couple of weeks. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right, thank you. And I know it was kind of a tough couple of weeks there for you, a week and a half, but you were back last Tuesday. What was that moment like for you when you got back out onto the court?
Yeah, I was just really ready to be back, excited to get to play again.
All right, and you've seized that opportunity there and had a big game against Hugoton. Had a kind of a tough one last night, but you did a lot of little things there along the way. And what was probably the biggest challenge for last night's game with Goodland?
Well, personally, I had trouble scoring, but I felt like we were playing really tough with them up until that fourth quarter when they had that run. But even when it's not going in, just playing good defense and trying to get the boards.
It felt like that you had a pretty good defense last night. How'd you feel like your defense was?
Yeah, I was happy with how my defense was going last night.
But, you know, it's you get to this point of the year here where we think about postseason, and I know you're just a junior, but do you get that kind of sense of urgency? It's like, all right, we've got to keep the season going one game at a time.
Yes, I do. Definitely even after, like, volleyball, I'm just like, I want to, like, do something, even just being an upperclassman.
All right. And it was just kind of a wild game last night. But what are some things that you can take away from, you know, because Goodland has a lot of length across the table there and across the court, I guess you could say. But what are some things that you took away from last night?
Some things that I took away is I feel like we can play with anybody if we really just work as a team and get things to click. Because, like, they are GWAC champions, so it's really impressive that we stuck with them for three quarters and even mostly through the fourth quarter.
All right. Next week it's already Substates, and is it kind of nice to have a little bit of time off in between games to kind of get fully energized for Substate?
Oh, yeah, it's nice, and we can just really go hard at practice and get ready for those games.
All right. Well, you've had a good season so far, Megan, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, junior Megan Trout joining us here and from Scott City Ace Hardware. Well, Coach brings in an assistant here tonight. It's going to be Justin Froh joining us here, assistant coach and JV head coach. And how are you doing this evening?
Doing pretty good. How are you, Adam?
Doing all right. So, I guess we can start a little bit with your JV season. You guys, I mean, it's always one of those, you don't know how many quarters you're going to have some of your players at times, but it can always be juggled there. Some times it's get all your girls for 3-4 quarters. Some you maybe get two. But with the season that you've had, you had to really be happy about how much you guys accomplished this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely proud of the girls. It's, like you said, it's difficult playing at that JV level because you don't know how many quarters you're going to get. Kind of towards the end, you're pretty well set on what the quarters mm-hmm. you're going to get, especially if you're going up to play varsity. You know, you kind of know you're going to get probably mm-hmm. 2 or 3 quarters. And we even switched it up on them a couple times where, like, they were playing the first and the second, and then towards the end of the year they started playing, like, the first and the third, or sometimes they'd even play that first and the fourth. So I was just proud of them and how they would just kind of run with whatever I gave them that night. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't complain ever about what they were doing or if I told mm-hmm. them that they're not playing this quarter or they're not going to start this quarter or start the first quarter or whatever it was. And they just ran with it and never complained and just kind of tried their best to just be a team mm-hmm. on that JV or be a leader on that JV squad. And even the underclassmen that stepped up and played 2 quarters as well, because, you know, they might get 2 quarters and then 4 for C team or whatever. They might play 4 for JV and 2 C team, whatever that may be. You know, they did a good job stepping in and, like I said, just trying to help the team in any way they can and clicking as one unit. So I thought that the JV squad really as a whole just – came together and no questions asked. You know, I'll do what you ask of me, Coach, and stepped up at wherever they were needed. So I'm really proud of them in that sense, and just the fact that, you know, it's tough to play first and then you might not mm-hmm. play again until, you know, the last game of the night. So just staying ready whenever your name's called.
Well, you've had to make the transition from middle school to high school. What was that like for you maybe early on?
Well, it's definitely a transition, that's for sure. But, you know, I'm over in the middle school teaching all day, so it's kind of a nice breath of fresh air to kind of switch up, you know, the company that you're with. But it's been good. I've enjoyed it a lot this year, and I really have learned a lot as a coach as well, you know, because you're more just little things, fundamentals with the youngers. You kind of want to hammer that home with them. And now with the upper group here with the high schoolers, you're kind of working with different aspects of the game. You know, hey, this might not be your shot here, or hey, you know, one more pass mm-hmm. and this person's open. You know, I know you got a good shot, but if you can just do this one more thing, you know, that mm-hmm. helps the team out. It's a little different. You know, you're kind of teaching different things to the older group, so it's been a good change of pace, and I've enjoyed it a lot this year.
Well, last night, I know varsity wise, it was you guys were really in control of that game for almost 3 full quarters, and they had a big rally that Goodland in that fourth quarter, late third and all that fourth quarter. But it was your ball game for nearly 3 quarters, and you had to really like what you saw out of that moment. And then Goodland just kind of got hot there at the end.
Oh, absolutely. I was very pleased with our effort last mm-hmm. night. I never feel like we don't mm-hmm. Come out and hustle or give a lot of or have bad effort and energy. I think we just get kind of stuck in our mindset on if our shot's not falling or you know, something's not going our way. And I thought we did a really good job of overcoming that last night. And we mm-hmm. we showed that, you know, we can hang with anyone if we just mm-hmm. play our game and play as one team. And I think Goodland, you know, were in single digits the entire first half until yep. right before halftime there. So that's just a testament to our defense and how good we can be if we all just play together. And we were hanging in there, you know. It would have been nice to get yep. that one, but it's a really good confidence boost to mm-hmm. show the girls that, hey, you know, you just hung with the GWAC champs for almost the entire game there last night. You know, we just do a couple things differently or a little better down the stretch, and, you know, we're right there to win that thing. So, and it's not just the Goodland game. You know, we've had mm-hmm. a couple games this year, too, where we've been right there, and we just couldn't quite finish it out or we maybe do a couple little adjustments better, or we do just one or two things better, and we're right there at the end to get another win. But it's a learning lesson, you know, and you got to move forward. So just got to keep your heads high and carry that confidence over to Substate here.
Well, kind of all things, I think, how they're probably going to shake out. You guys are more likely going to be on the road first round next week. Probably it's kind of pointing toward Buehler.
Yeah, it's what it's looking like. And it's kind of reminded me of, like, the Sterling tournament. You know, you're going to have a long drive, mm-hmm. and then you're going to have to be able to get your legs underneath you and go out there and play. You know, you can't come out in the first half, especially with the sub-state game. There's going to be a lot of energy, you know, going to their place. There's going to be a lot of energy, I'm sure. So we got to be able to come out and ready to play. They can't get punched in the mouth early and, you know, be like, well, you know, tonight's not our night because it's one and done now. So you got to be ready to go from here on out.
I got to give you a little bit of a hard time here. You told me about Hugoton. You didn't really earn your first technical there the year there, just a kind of a book error. But, man, it's like you want to get your money's worth, right?
Yeah. It's funny you brought that up. But Coach Felker took care of the book, and we've had a couple of different scenarios as to girls, you know, forgetting a jersey or something happened, or we've switched numbers around or something like that. So it just so happened that we were only playing two quarters, mm-hmm. and a couple girls got in at the end, and they had the wrong number in the book, and they ended up giving me a technical, and I had to give a hard time to Coach Felker. I was like, you know, I kind of was really, you know, picturing my first technical going a little different. So, but it's all fun and games, you know.
Oh yeah,
it's been a fun year with that coaching staff. So just keeping everything light, you know, and moving forward.
It's definitely gone fast here. And once again, Coach Justin Froh, JV girls coach and assistant here for Scott City. And it's been weird a little bit here with you being as a coach now, a few years ago being as a player. But thanks again, as always, for the time here. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.